Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday right here at 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM, The Word, and in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. Or you could go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com on your smartphone or your Android, and you can download that mobile app. Like to introduce our special guest tonight, Minister Rochelle Stewart, all the way from Life More Abundantly Island Church. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Pastor Bulla and Lady Lynn.
Well, it seems so wonderful to be the morning we just woke up, but actually it's the Wednesday. Right, Lady Lynn, my wingless angel, my forever bride, and my ever so lovely co-host.
It's so good to have Minister Rochelle in the house. Amen. And it's a worship Wednesday, and my goodness, of all times to have Minister Shelley, a worship leader by right, on Worship Wednesday.
On Worship Wednesday, you're absolutely
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Pastor?
Amen. Good evening, listeners. Free Inside sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to men and to all men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FDC, Halawa, Laumaka, OCCC, Waiava, WCCC, and the 1,600 men and women Saguaro Prison, Arizona. We also pray for the other prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates listen to our radio program. Mahalo for tuning in, Sister Lynn.
Mahalo, Minister Rochelle. You don't have to be locked up to be locked out and free inside. Thanks you wherever you are for tuning in this evening, looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus, and as Rev Boo says, it is like sitting around at home in the patio or garage just talking story about our Lord and Savior. We thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM, The Word, to go forth on the airwaves, and so grateful for Salem Media Hawaii.
Well, we humbly send a loud shout out to the Fishers of Men congregation in Nanakuli, that's on the west side, for continuing to sponsor our Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM. That's in Arizona, and that's for our brothers that are in Saguaro. But God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts, and we know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
God bless you, Pastor James Byrd and Lucy Mahilona, for your vision to reach the lost.
Aloha, and we also want to let you know, if you need a word of encouragement, if this program has touched you, you can give me a call on my cell phone, 808-222-2822. We still have the snail mail for those of you on the inside and the outside. That's P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. And if you've got an email, drop us a line at freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Well, it is Worship Wednesday, and we've got a special guest, and that's right, we made a way.
Hallelujah. Oh, welcome, Minister Shelley.
Amen. Thank you for having me. Amen.
Now, we've got to give everyone a visual, and because Minister Shelley is just such a beautiful praise and worship leader up at Life More Abundant Island Church. But your brother this past weekend had seen her at church and says, "She looks like Ms. Huxtable." So if you can imagine Ms. Huxtable, we got Ms. Huxtable here.
Hey, man, that's such a compliment.
You know, that is a compliment, because Mrs. Huxtable on, what's the name of the show?
The Cosby Show.
Yeah,
she's gorgeous. She was beautiful.
Felicia Rashad.
There you go. I was just going to say, I knew
she even knows the name.
Yeah,
Felicia. She's gorgeous. Amen.
She was such a good role model, too. She,
Amen.
She was one of the first women I knew that would speak with authority and crack the whip. Well, before we get into that, and, you know, we're just going to have a wonderful time tonight. You know, we're going to continue to lift in a prayers for Pastor Keith Ryder for a light of promise. Continued healing to you, Pastor. We miss you and we love you. But we got some pinch hitters that can hold up the ship for us, Pastor.
Amen.
Look forward to having you back. But you know, we've got a in fact, there's a signature song for Minister Rochelle.
I mean, if you hear this song, you gotta only think of Minister Rochelle.
Well, I think if Hezekiah Walker didn't write it, she would have wrote it. In fact, isn't she in the third row? It looks like she's in the third row in the
seat. She's there.
But we got every praise, Hezekiah Walker, because yeah. No matter what you're going through, we're going to lift the name of Jesus together. Here we go.
Hallelujah. Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory hallelujah. It's to our God. Praise. It's to our God. Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody. Every word of worship. With one accord. Every praise. Every praise. It's to our God.
amen, 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 amen. Every praise, every praise. Now, I got to admit, Hezekiah, he does a pretty good job. I mean, he is the author of the song. But I tell you, Minister Stewart and the Island Praise Up at Life More Abundant Island Church, amen. They just take it up a notch. They just make it go.
Oh, boy. Amen. You know, Hezekiah had about 100 people. I mean, we've only got maybe 7 on that stage.
Well, you know, actually, you know what somebody actually has shared, Minister Stewart, I'll share that with you, is they, and through Facebook and other forms of social media, because they know the quality of our praise and worship team. And there's a lot of great praise and worship teams, but we're just a little impartial to ours. And they say, why can't we do a Hezekiah Walker video down at Tamarind Park, right down there on the corner of Bishop and King Street right there?
Amen.
And because that's where they do all the other functions, you know, mm-hmm. that they have. And I've spoken to Coco Valvosa. Coco, you know, I'm talking about you right now down at Word of Life. And he said, give me the word. You know, and I know Sam Kapoor, Brother Sam Kapoor said, give me the word. And that's something we should put into the atmosphere. We
Amen.
Should think about
Amen.
Them. Because
Amen.
I think when we can bring the body of Christ together through the music that praises our Lord. I know, we know that in the Bible it says, where there is unity amongst the brethren,
God commands a blessing.
Amen. We're going to think about that. We're going to pray about it. We got the minister right here. We got it right here. We're going to throw that out there.
That sounds good.
I think Duffy would tear it up downtown.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
But Minister Stewart, just a blessing to have you here with us this evening. So happy. And, you know, if you guys could just see the vision of loveliness we have. I know you guys don't have, you can't see what we see. But she just oozes the love of Christ in everything
Amen.
That she does.
Amen. Everything she does.
She has the grace of God. She has the heart of the Lord. Amen. And she has the passion of the Lord. And it's by no accident or happenstance that you're here tonight. You're here for a purpose. And we're excited to what you're going to share this evening with
Amen.
Us.
Amen. Yes. And I'm so glad. But first, give all honor to God, who is the head of my life.
Yes.
And I'd also like to thank Pastor Bula and Lady Lynn for allowing me to come into the studio on this evening.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. And a big aloha to the Fish listeners. But I just wanted to stop by to just give words of encouragement. You know, we're in this, living in this sin-sick secular society.
Oh, here we go.
And sometimes we get so discouraged.
Yes.
But like my pastor says, sometimes we're looking to the wrong hill.
Mm.
We tend to look to Capitol Hill, and we're so concerned with President Trump and what he's doing, but we're not looking to Calvary.
Mm.
And that's where, you know, we get our strength.
Shelley.
Psalms 121 verses 1 through 2 says, I will lift up my eyes to the hill from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen. And we know that even at Life More Abundantly Island Church, we always say that we've got to exercise our faith, because without faith is it impossible to please him.
Impossible.
And we say that faith is forward action in trusting him.
Yes.
But we also say that faith is forward all issues to heaven.
Amen.
So we tend to call on our mother and our brother. And in Hawaii, we say our tutu. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
And they can't give us the answers that we need. Amen.
That's right. That's
so
right.
We ought to look to heaven and keep pushing towards heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, and that's one of the wonderful things. We want to just give a shout out to our pastor, James Eric Williams.
Amen.
First Lady Woo-hoo! Gigi
yes,
Williams.
Love yes.
you.
Now, if none of you out there have a home church, we want to cordially, actually, I'm just telling you, come check us out.
Yes.
We're right across the
Even
police station.
Even if you have a home church, come visit.
Yes.
It's wonderful
Hallelujah.
To worship together. We have a service on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Yes.
We have a midweek empowerment service on Wednesday at 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
And we're located at 321.
Boom!
North Kane Street, right across the police station. Hey, we got plenty parking, plenty yes. seats. And the last thing you guys got to love, because it's summertime, we get plenty AC.
Amen. Amen.
Well, you know, the other, you know, it's just wonderful to see Minister Stewart, is because, you know, it's like in life, where we look, we're going to find something. And you had said in one of your verses, where we focus, where we look
yes.
to the hill. Amen. And I think a lot of people, we just get so busy in this thing called life that we forget to put Jesus first.
Amen.
You know, and many times it's when you put Jesus first, it'll get better, not worse.
Amen.
You know, in the Message Bible, in Minister Shelley's scripture, Psalm 121, 1 and 2, it says, I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from mountains? No, my strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and mountains. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's good. That's good.
Well, you know, that's now, Minister Stewart, just to give some of our listeners some background, obviously you're not from Hawaii, but you did come from someplace very special that we visited together just this last January.
Yes.
And where was that?
Killeen, Texas.
Now, Killeen, Texas. Where for? We got somebody listening right here in Makaha. Goes, Killeen, where's the raid? Well, we're going to kill. No, it's Killeen, Texas.
Killeen, Texas.
And it is pretty close to Austin, right?
Yes, it's central Texas. We're about 45 minutes from Austin and maybe about 2.5 hours from Dallas.
Now, what's the wonderful thing in the connection between Killeen, Texas and our Life More Abundantly Island Church?
Hallelujah. Christian House of Prayer, where Apostle Nate Holcomb and Pastor Valerie are the officiators, and they are awesome.
Beautiful ministry.
And yes, in Christian House of Prayer when it was a storefront.
Mm. Wow.
And look at God, how amazing they have taken Central Texas by storm. Amen.
Amen.
You know,
hallelujah.
They just celebrated 37 years in ministry.
Yes.
What a wonderful testimony to that. And they invest so much back to the community with where they're at. And we're just so tickled pink to be a part of such a great family, Ohana.
Amen. Bullet and I went over to Killeen in January.
Yes.
Everything's big in Texas.
Everything's big in Texas. And I got to tell you, I'm going to look forward to that trek over there every year. Local people, we love to eat. And if you watch me and Bula on Facebook, we eat a lot and we eat out every day. And there's so many good places to eat.
You know, it's just a blessing when the saints can come together.
Yes.
But, you know, for someone listening tonight, Minister Stewart, I mean, they might be on the other side of the fence. They might be sitting on the edge of their bunk saying, yeah, that sounds great. But, you know, you guys talking about all this faith, but my faith, I lock off. What am I going to do? What am I faith? What? Now, Minister Stewart, you just went through a very challenging time, and I'm going to reach out to you because there's someone dealing with an issue, probably just like you had, and the loss of a loved one, and you lost your sister. And there's people, you know, when you're incarcerated, and we find this more and more as Lynn and I minister behind the fence over the last 10 years, They're unable to go to the service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever service they have.
When their loved ones pass away.
And maybe you can give a word of encouragement how you were able to push through and press on through that through your faith.
Yes.
And that might help someone tonight.
Yes. Amen. I shared with my pastor how life is so different when you're saved and when you're living for God.
Amen.
And not, you don't just know him, but you have a relationship with him. Because to just know someone is so different.
Amen.
I know a lot of people in the streets, but I couldn't tell you what their likes are. I couldn't tell you some of their last names. But to have a relationship is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And we know him to be a comforter in the time of sorrow.
Thank
Amen. And I didn't realize just how much he loved and comforted me during the time of loss. When I lost my younger sister, you know, and it's rough, you know, we do mourn, but the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we have to know that even through military and being in the military, you know, we have loved ones that pass away and we can't go home for the funerals.
Amen.
Especially when we live here in Hawaii.
Amen.
You know, it is a hardship sometimes, you know, if you lose a cousin or an uncle or an auntie, you know, you can't be there. But to know that God will send his angels.
Amen.
To be a comfort to you. And during that time, he will pull you close to him and rock you, per se, in his bosom. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And even when I lost my dad, I had to explain to my mom, I don't know why I'm not crying.
Mm.
I don't know why I'm not as sad as I should be. But before, you know, we knew my dad was going to pass because he was sick for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. I asked God, I said, give me a peace. And, you know, sometimes we have to be careful what we ask for.
God answers.
When I asked for that peace, he gave me a peace that surpassed all understandings, amen,
hallelujah.
That even I didn't understand, amen,
hallelujah.
But just ask him for a peace that surpasses all understandings,
amen, hallelujah.
Well, you know, that's the wonderful thing. In fact, Pastor just spoken about this recently. A lot of times we see a loved one who, and like your father, has been suffering for such a long time, and, you know, in the flesh we want to hold on, but I got a nugget from Pastor, and it's, we're going to pray for a healing, but Lord, if you can't heal him, then just take him.
Amen.
Yes,
you know, and that was a revelation to me because so many times the ones not suffering, want that person to hold on for, I'm going like, for what? Right. I mean, they're in pain.
For us. So
for ourselves. Yeah. And the thing is, like Pastor was saying, it's just like, he had an audible voice from the Lord saying, is it really that bad being with me?
Yes.
And when you think about it, you say, how selfish am I?
Exactly.
Here's someone suffering so much. They're saying, Lord, if you can't heal him here, because we all get healed, but we just don't all get healed on earth.
Right.
Amen. And if you can't heal him, then just take him.
Take him. Yes.
And heal them in heaven.
Heal them in heaven. Because that, like Pastor says, is it really that bad being with me? The Lord said to him. And so when you're a believer, though, we can understand that. But if you're not a believer, then that's a challenge. And that's why it's our gospel, our ministry, to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the four corners of the earth.
Amen.
So that they can understand the love that God has for us. And you said something very revealing. It says, you know, if you know the Lord. And a lot of times it's not who you know, it's who knows you.
Amen.
You know,
that's
good. You know, because in Hawaii, everybody's brother. Yay. But who knows you? If you know God, the thing is, but does God know you? And how do you get that recognition or that revelation is you have to have a relationship. You have to have an understanding. You have to have a dialogue. You have to be in the Word. Because the Lord listens to His Word
as we learn in prayer.
Yes.
Vocabulary of Scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe Minister Schiller, you can elaborate on the vocabulary of Scripture.
Amen. Just knowing the Scriptures. You know, the Word says, these words have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. And you have to. It's a daily thing. And I once heard someone say, if you've seen cows in the pasture eating, you know, you drive by in the morning and they're chewing on that curd.
That's right.
Amen. Then when you drive by in the evening, they're still chewing. So, amen, we have to chew on that word. We have to eat that word daily.
Hallelujah.
In the morning. And we've got to eat it in the night.
Amen. Get it
until
in
it becomes
part of you.
Part of you, your DNA,
amen.
Your divine natural alignment. Amen.
I like that.
Amen. So we have to have the word, because what's in our hearts is going to come out of our mouths. Amen. So we've got to have the word in our hearts so that when we speak God's word. Amen.
And you know, it's so profound when we learn in sonship, Minister Shelley, that, you know, God answers His word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, you know, that's the other thing that we've learned also, and just a big gracious thank you to Pastor and First Lady Williams. We pray, we say thank you for hearing this prayer, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We thank you for hearing the prayer. You know, our prayer life has changed so much. And a lot of times our prayers prior to knowing how to pray was a shopping list of everything that we wanted and needed. And basically prayer should be just five words: Lord, thy will be done.
Amen.
Thy will be done.
Amen.
Because He knows everything and anything. He's omnipotent, He's omniscient, and He's omnipresent. The three big O's, not Oscar Robertson. Sorry for you basketball fans out there. But He is the big O. And the wonderful thing about that is the fact that we can come to Him in prayer. And Minister Stewart, you know the importance of a prayer life. Maybe you could share that.
Amen. Yes. Our prayer lives is it's our communication with God.
Amen.
And, you know, sometimes we get so caught up, like Pastor Bulla said, in this thing called life, that we have a one-sided communication.
Mm-hmm.
We take the time to tell Him what we want, but we don't take the time to listen to what He says to us.
Amen.
Amen. So when you pray, take the time to listen, to hear what He's saying back to you. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, we talk about the busyness of life. And for those that are listening, and you can be busy in anything that you're doing, because whatever you focus on, you're going to be busy. And many of us, if you're on the outside, you know, you've got your job, you've got your career, you got the house, you got the kids, you got the dog, the cat, the bird, everything. And you got canoe practice, you got the kids going halal. But someone told me something that was quite a revelation a few years ago. And they said, do you know the definition of busy? I said, yeah, busy means you got to go from here to there. You're going everywhere, going kind of crazy, a little bit small kind. They said, no, busy is bondage under Satan's yoke.
Oh, wow.
There's a nugget right there. We're playing for the Denver Nuggets right now. Because a lot of times you'll catch that by the time you hit L&L driving. But, you know, a lot of times we can be busy, but what are you busy with?
Wow.
Busy is bondage under Satan. Because if Satan can keep you so busy that you're not focused on the Word of God, you know what? The devil's winning the game.
Amen.
The devil's winning the game. Why do we always say the best time to be with the Lord is in the morning? You wake up, you're fresh.
Yes.
But you've established a protocol for the rest of your day. You've gone to the throne of grace already, and say, Lord, thy will be done today.
Thy will be done.
That's good.
You can't say, Lord, thy will be done at night. It's already been done from all day.
Right.
Lord, redo what already happened. Right. No, that's not, that doesn't even happen in the movies.
Amen.
You
know?
And
Amen.
So, and it's not that you have to take an hour or 2 hours. If you wake up in the morning like so many of us do, we have a cup of coffee, a cup of tea. Maybe we're just sitting in a little quiet moment in front of your computer before you turn it on.
Amen.
Say, Lord, let's spend some time together.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Because if you read the paper, you better be reading the Bible first, because the paper is only about things that have happened, but the Bible is going to tell you what's going to happen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. 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 Now, also, who do you want to give a shout out tonight to, Minister Stewart? I know you've got thousands of fans already tuned in tonight. Just give a big shout out. How about that handsome 6 foot?
Amen. My man of God, my Boaz, my Deacon Stewart, Aaron Stewart.
Wow.
The father of my wonderful 5 children. Amen.
5 children.
5. I didn't know it was 5.
You got a basketball team.
Number of grace.
You got a basketball team. Now, your husband, he's about 8 foot tall, right?
He's 6'7".
I've got it on record. He's 6'7".
Amen. Yes.
Well, you know what? In the Bible, we all know who Boaz was, but what was Boaz before he got married? He was ruthless. Somebody gonna get there by the time they hit Burger King.
Amen. Amen.
That is funny.
Minister Stewart, could you close us in prayer?
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
For who you are, God. God, our Jehovah Jireh, our Jehovah Rapha, our Jehovah Shalom,
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
In this sin-sick secular society,
that's
God.
Right.
God, we thank you, God, for covering us, God.
Oh, yes.
God, Psalms 91, God, your presence, God, is forever with us, God. And
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You, God, for those, God, that are incarcerated, God. We ask right now, God, that you allow them to be free in their minds,
yes,
God.
Free inside,
in the
Father.
Mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
God. We
Lord.
Thank you, God, for the gift, even, God, through the radios, God. That your word may go out through the airways, God.
Yes, God.
God, and those that may be listening, God, by happenstance, God. God, that the words will speak to them, God.
Hallelujah.
God, that will get on the inside and begin to move, God, to make a transformation on the outside, God. We thank you right now, God, for all that you have done, God. We thank you, God, for the fish, God, for 95.5, God, and for Free Inside Radio, God. God, continue, God, to use your men and women,
yes,
God,
Lord.
To God, to get your word out, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you right now, God, and it's in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey, just want to remind you, we have a commemorative gift available. For those of you that like to partner with us, you can send anything on our website, which is freeinsideministry.org, or through the snail mail, P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. Whatever size of donation, we have a commemorative gift that we had minted on, we actually had created on the mainland. There's only they're one of a kind, but you have to be on the outside. We can't send it to you if you're on the inside. We'll save it and send it later. But you want to do that? Feel free to do that, because lives are being changed through this ministry, not
Amen.
By what we do,
Amen.
But through what God what does God through the airwaves. And just Amen. To let you know, nobody here receives any income. We're all invested in the outcome, which we will receive when we get to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Every dollar we receive goes to ensure that this program continues to go over the airwaves and we defeat the enemy every time we hit the on switch for these mics. Hey, it's Wednesday. Tomorrow, I think we've got a special guest, Pastor Barry Naone. Make sure you come. We want to, you remember today that you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is.
There is freedom.
Hey, we got to go. So, ahui ho.
Ahui ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.